This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Royce White's coming up. I'll be talking to him next segment. I got to most of the news. I got to like 8 stacks of 18 or 16 stacks. But look at the good news here. And I'm going to shoot some special reports today just on these subjects because these are so big. Florida High Court okays grand jury probe of COVID-19 vaccines, a criminal investigation by the state. It's happening. That is so important. Meanwhile, we got control of the House. The defense bill does not make the troops take forced injections. The others involved should sue as an experimental shot. Even the military can't be forced to take that. But here's a victory to all of you for our troops and our military and this giant program of purging the military of good people. We have killed the poison shot mandate in the military. This is a big hoorah victory. Biden signs defense bill into law overturning military COVID vaccine mandate. Yes! Woo! Then I mentioned this. This ABC News reporter that was a big sports guy, super healthy, admitted he took all the shots and the boosters. ABC News producer Dax Tejera, dead at 37. Here's the whole Fox News story. Died of a heart attack. And the virus will do it, and the vaccine will do it. Vice President of German Parliament. Look, let's roll some of the B-roll of this. It's got subtitles, but he's not just the Vice President of the Parliament. Germany has an upper and lower house. They have the Chancellery at the top, and then they have the lower house, like the Senate and the House. He's the, but whoever that is the Vice President. So the Vice President of Germany has come out in detailed announcements and said, looks like they're killing people. We're going to have criminal investigation. He even used the term Nuremberg. Now, he's part of the establishment. This guy's super powerful, but he's running away now. That shows you we're having some devastating victories. German Bundestag VP Wolfgang Kubiak says unexplained deaths within 14 days of COVID jab should be automatically investigated. But the governments of the world have been suppressing that and not doing autopsies. Meanwhile, UFC Hall of Famer Stefan Bonner dead at 45. I didn't know about this story. Friday, I sent the story to Joe Rogan, and he texted me and called me back and said, have you looked? They refused him medical care because he wasn't vaccinated with a COVID shot. I went and looked it up. It was true. He had a bacterial infection. So he was not vaccinated. They refused him medical care, and he died. Unbelievable. And they're refusing organs, you name it. These things are so rancid that not even Bill Gates is defending them. This is a new headline this out, but this is actually from 2020. This is from 2.5 years ago. I played this clip probably 15 times here on air. We're going to play it when we come back. But here he admits 80% of people had bad reactions, 100% had reactions. They knew exactly. And that wasn't a study. That was when they started the shots in the UK and studied that. So here he is, right when the shots are starting, saying it's causing major health problems, knowing exactly what he is doing to people. And now we have biotech analyst Karen Kingston is urging parents to be cautious when following the childhood immunization schedule because many of the so-called vaccine manufacturers are now shifting directly to mRNA. And it just continues on from there. Scientists develop gelatinous robots to crawl through human body, deliver medical payloads, diagnose illnesses. What do you think these shots are creating these protein plaques? Mask mandates fail to make a comeback despite pleas from public health experts. Yahoo News. Again, the people are waking up even in L.A. and New York and saying, screw you. That is so good. CNN medical analyst who said unvaccinated, former head of Planned Parenthood. CNN medical analyst who said the unvaccinated should be able to travel, should not be able to travel, changes their tune, emphasizes benefits of natural immunity. They know they lost. They know their attack failed. Now they're hoping we go away. We're not going away until you're at Nuremberg too, sweetheart. Regular exercise protects against fatal COVID, a new study shows, because it creates plaques in your blood, and you need to be taking aspirin, drinking a lot of water. You need to be exercising as much as you can to stop those damn clots. biggest thing is aspirin, ton of water, and exercise. And everybody should be taking ivermectin every 3-4 months as a cycle. That's not medical advice, but my doctor advised me. It's all coming up more straight ahead.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it was 30 plus years ago that I realized, just what my family had told me, and I ignored them as a teenager, but they knew what they were talking about. They weren't just average schmoes. And I began to study the New World Order. And I learned about their battle plan to take us down. And that's why we're way ahead of them now, because we've been aware of their operations. And as bad as things are, they meant to have a total vaccine takeover, vaccine passports by now, total control. It even failed in Australia. It's even failing in places like Italy. But they're going to come back with new viruses. So here's Bill Gates, 2.5 years ago, admitting that in trial groups, taking the unapproved vaccine, 80% had serious effects.
Side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And, you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high
dose. How do you know it's not permanent?
You know, to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them that are going out there. And yes,
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think, will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
They had to fire 3 FDA boards because they wouldn't approve it. And now they're giving it to 6-month-old babies. They're knocking us dead. Knock them dead. So, here we are. know, we roll over to this, we deserve what we get. You know, the good news, though, I bet on you. And humanity's waking up really fast, and we're on major offensives, and I bet on the right people again. You don't deserve to die. Your kids don't deserve to die. And I can tell you, and I'll just say this as a point of confidence, I know it deep down. At the end of the day, Bill Gates and Fauci and Peter Daszak and the New World Order are all going to pay for what they've done. You can see it already happening. Look at this. Florida High Court okays grand jury criminal probe of vaccine makers, Bill Gates and all of them. Associated Press. Vice President of Germany launches criminal investigation. Goes on and on and on. And more scientists are coming out. More people are speaking out. Nobody's buying their vaccine mandates. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Now let me hit one more story, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Royce White and get his take on the whole situation, and he's going to be hosting the rest of the hour. But look at this little stat. Sam Bankman-Fried stole $50, $60 billion. Nobody's sure yet, but it's about $50 billion. And he siphoned it off to the big banks, the Democratic Party, and the deep state. And he put out fake vaccine studies saying they were safe. He did whatever he was told. And so they're either going to Epstein him in his jail. He hired Epstein's former lawyer and Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer. Or they're going to protect him. It looks like they're going the protection route. Look at this. Sam Bankman-Fried's case reassigned to Bill Clinton-appointed judge, Lewis Kaplan. Boy, isn't that just classic. And it just goes on from there. Breaking, secret back channel between FTX and White House closed the day after FTX filed for bankruptcy. Run your pump and dump, steal billions of dollars, launder it through Ukraine, and then shut it all down and say you didn't know what happened and use that to shut down the rest of the cryptocurrency. Then we get this about Sean Hannity with text messages that are coming out from the congressional report. Sean Hannity's text to Kelly McEnany. He said, no more stolen election talk, and we're going to get a pardon for Hunter. That's Sean Hannity playing both sides. All right, let's bring Royce White up, former NBA player, researcher, author, journalist, former MMA fighter. He's about to take over for the hour. Royce, good to have you here with us. What are you about to cover?
Well, I'm going to cover everything, but most importantly, the $1.7 trillion pirate omnibus by the Uniparty in the D.C. swamp. Good to see you, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, $1.7 trillion. You can't make this up. Republican senators hold presser to accuse Biden of intentional border crisis and vote $1.7 trillion spending bill with no money for the border.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up.
Well, that's what concerns me is the looting, like they're not going to be here soon. And they're all running off to like armored fortresses outside the U.S. What do you think is about to happen?
I think this is the globalist business model that they've always used. Drugs, slavery, piracy. This is piracy. This is the piracy portion. And they use war as the greatest pretext for piracy. So, you know, in about 6 to 12 months when we have a real financial crisis, they'll blame it on Putin. Or they'll use Putin and the war in the Ukraine as a justification to, you know, kick the can down the field and you know, get a workaround for everybody to stave off the real economic crisis. So,
but the bottom line is we're not in Kansas anymore. How would you describe the state of the world right now?
Dire, to say the least. You know, when I look at the bill, the first thing that I am going to touch on when the segment starts is Mitt Romney, right? And I don't think people really. I know our audience does, but I don't think people around the world really understand how the political apparatus works and who people like Mitt Romney actually are and who people like Mitt Romney are associated with. And our good friend, Robert Malone, who I know is a good friend of the show and the conservative movement and the anti-COVID scam movement, published today the new list of board of trustees for the World Economic Forum. And right there on it is Orr Desch, who is, you know, Mitt Romney's girl, right? Mitt Romney's girl that he appointed to Bain & Company, the company that he was the former CEO of. And she's right there as the board of trustees. Now you go and look into who she is, and, you know, Israeli born woman, you know, father was in the Israeli Defense Forces. His wife was a Ukrainian born, woman. So, I mean, it's all right there. And you know, what they've done is spend a lot of money to convince people that you and I and everybody else are conspiracy theorists and quacks. But all of the evidence is right there. The question is how many people are willing to look up from their dopamine to see it.
That's right. We got serious predators that think we're so dumb, they're about to make us all slaves. 2.0 in a big way. Royce White, RoyceWhite.us on Twitter, Highway_30, RoyceWhite.substack.com. Can't wait to listen to you while I eat my lunch, my friend. I'm going to shoot some special reports after that. Nolan Schroeder comes up in 45 minutes at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. I got to half the news today. I did an okay job. I'll be back, Lord willing, because you keep us on air at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Don't forget, Harrison Smith, American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays. You can find all of it at band.video and infowars.com/show. God bless the crew, and God bless Chris Andrews, our good crew member who died of a heart attack on Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Royce White here live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. I am taking over as your guest host for the rest of the hour, and I want to thank InfoWars, the entire team, and Alex himself for allowing me to host this hour and share this platform, this epic, epic platform at this most historic time. Before the break, Alex and I left off talking about this $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. And before we even talk about the details of the omnibus, let's talk about how politics works in conjunction with the central banks. What is central banking? What are they doing at bottom, at the root of it? What they're doing at the root of central banking is they are commoditizing the future of human energy, right? They're commoditizing the future of human energy, and they're using that to negotiate the terms of the fiat currency that we'll trade in the meantime. And what our politicians do, in effect, is serve as a sort of puppet proxy to give our consent to these central bankers to do exactly what they're doing right now. And that is continuing to inflate currency, eventually to the point where the currency will just collapse, or the currency or the economy will reach a crisis point that will justify the next iteration or phase of what they want to do or what they want to bring about for global governance. And we see that. I mean, just the other day, I was having a conversation about Africa and the precept of Africa as a continent, but as nations as well, and how, the question of moral hazard, the question of culpability around currency and money. And, and we had this conversation a little bit the last time I was on InfoWars, but a friend of mine and I were on the phone, and we were talking about the prevalence of the anti-Jew in the central banking cartel. And it's anti-Semitic, obviously, for, you know, as the establishment would say, for me to even associate a banking cartel with Jews or anti-Jews. But who cares about that? I mean, all the writing's on the wall. We're either going to fight back and tell the truth, or we're going to die on our knees. So but that being said, the anti-Jew influence or control over central banking does not solely rest on them, because in my opinion, every single nation around the world, whether it be in Asia, whether it be in Africa, whether it be Australia, whether it be here in the Americas, North or South, wherever you are in the world, when your elected officials or your nation's leaders, whether they were elected, whether they were monarchs or whatever, whether they're dictators, whatever the case may be, when they sign that line to collaborate with the United Nations, with the World Economic Forum, with the International Monetary Fund, with the World Bank, they have sold out. They're culpable. They're culpable in their own right. They're culpable in their own nation. They're culpable with their own people. And we have to understand that. And I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and on cue, he asked me, he goes, "Did you just say Ghana by accident?" Because I gave the example of how, you know, we go into some country, the world, not we, but we as America, you know, the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the whole scam. So we, as in the West, go into some third world country like Ghana, and we give a deal, a paper to the people who we probably put in power in Ghana ourselves. But if not, some new schmuck who doesn't understand what's really going on and the implications of what he's signing. And we put a deal in front of them, and they sign it. And then all of a sudden, when it comes time to render, they default. The country defaults, and when they default, all of their assets that were signed into the deal become the property of the banks, and then they have to sign new deals, which will then in turn give more of their country's natural resources and assets to the banking cartel. And just as I was explaining this, he goes to me, "Did you pick Ghana by accident?" Like, yeah, I just said Ghana, just, you know, hypothetically. As it be, Ghana defaulted last week to the World Bank. So, I mean, this is how the scam works. And when you see a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill get passed, it's a sign of dark, dark days ahead, because nobody had the opportunity to read this bill. That's just the reality. All the lobbyists read the bill. All the lobbyists who had to make sure that their piece of the pie was in the bill, they read it. But I'd be shocked if a handful of these politicians ever read this bill. And what is the pretext for it is, you know, well, it's the Ukraine, or it's environmentalism, or it's, you know, equity, is, or it's, you know, fighting against racism and extremism, or it's, you know, billions of dollars to surveil domestic terrorism, which really means white nationalist Christians, which also includes bald headed 6'8" black men and whoever else they could clump in. So vaccine deniers, you know, election integrity deniers. I mean, you know, the whole thing is so right there in our face. The only question is, why have people not chosen to revolt yet? I mean, what are people really waiting on? I don't know. You know, I'm not even really calling for a physical revolt, although that wouldn't be so out of the question, I might add. It won't be the fault of the people who revolt when that day comes. It'll be the fact that the people in power within this establishment pushed it to that point. But I'm not even calling for a physical revolt. Would it be prudent or reasonable for us to revolt with our vote? 20 Republican senators voted for this bill. There shouldn't be a Republican in the country that ever votes for those 20 people again. 20 or plus more House members on the Republican side voted for this omnibus bill. There shouldn't be another Republican, a citizen who's Republican, who votes for these people ever again. And when I look at the grand scheme of things, Mitt Romney, you know, Mitt Romney's running the whole deal. Mitt Romney's running the entire Republican Party. And you got the RNC election coming up, and his niece Ronna, who is a rhino to the max, may mean well. Don't really know her that well, but she seems like she may mean well in some respects. But she certainly has that way about her. And what would you expect coming under the school of Romney? But Romney's just a Democrat. And let's look at this board of trustees, if we can, this list of board of trustees. I just want to show people again how this works, who people are involved with, how these corporate interests really get pushed through. You got Mitt Romney, who's running the entire Republican Party. You got the board of trustees from the World Economic Forum, which was listed today by our good friend, Dr. Robert Malone, on his Substack. And if you scroll down, you'll see a woman's name. Scroll down. Let's see here. Oh, there it is. Ort Gaudiesh, chairman of Bain & Company. Now, what is Bain & Company? Bain & Company was the huge company that Mitt Romney used to be the CEO of himself. And when he decided to step away or step down or move on or whatever it was that he was doing at the time, he put up Ort to be the next CEO. And when you go look at who Ort is, she is born in Haifa, Israel, and she is a darling of the World Economic Forum, right? Her dad was Berlin-born Israel defense colonel, and her mother was a Ukrainian. I mean, these things are not conspiracy theories. These people are operating right in front of you with reckless abandon, because they are hedging their bets that the new technocracy, that the medical scientific community has done such a good job to drug you and distract you that you won't notice what they're doing. Stay with us until the other side. We're going to talk more about this omnibus bill, the Romney Republican Party, and much, much more.
I want you to remember two words: InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and, of course, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Royce White, your guest host for the hour, live here from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the belly of the beast. Thank you to InfoWars and Alex Jones for allowing me to host this hour. I absolutely love coming on InfoWars, and I get so much feedback on a daily basis from the InfoWars audience, and I want to say I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the lifers who have been here for 10, 20 years and continuing to. I mean, I know how hard it is. You know, don't get me wrong. I come on sometimes. I'm hard on the audience. I'm not really talking to, if you know, you know, right? I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of the record, because at any moment, the record will be all we have. History is a big part of what makes us human. So I get down and when I'm on and I host, but, I have a real appreciation as a 30-year-old man, how hard it is to stand in testament to the truth in the face of how big the PSYOP has become. I find myself oftentimes at night riddled with stress and anxiety under the weight of just how big the PSYOP has become, and how many people in my daily life I can see have no clue what's going on. And they think everybody who watches InfoWars or Alex Jones is absolutely crazy. They don't know that people are dropping dead from the vaccine. They don't know that people are dropping dead from the virus. Hell, they don't even know that gain-of-function research actually took place and that we actually helped fund it. They have no concept of these things. And we look at that, and it can be daunting. So I want to commend everybody who has stuck in there, hung in there, stood strong with Alex and the InfoWars sword, with InfoWars itself, and bought the products and continue to support Alex Jones. We need to continue to support Alex Jones, no matter how much the mainstream establishment tells us otherwise. And in fact, it's the mainstream establishment's condemnation of Alex that should keep us here and keep us in support. Now, with that being said, you know, I don't know what else to say about the omnibus bill. I mean, I just look at it and go, how did we, I mean, right here in the studio, for example, I have here 20 Republican senators. You probably can't see that. I'll post it on social media later. Here are the 20 Republican senators that voted for the omnibus bill. Okay. And right next to it, I have 20 or so House Republican members that voted for the omnibus bill. I mean, why are we voting for these people? I just for the life of me don't understand it. I mean, I ran in the House race myself for Congress against Ilhan Omar. So I actually understand. I actually do understand it. You know, that's what's kind of daunting and stressful for me is I actually get how it happens. They create a little two-party proxy battle for one elected seat. And within the Republican Party, the same money that basically funds the Democrat Party, the same interests that fund the Democrat Party, fund a very well-organized establishment machinery within the Republican Party that usurps any real, genuine, patriotic, nationalist, American candidates. And then what the system does, and this is the real psyop, then the system will make you feel bad for not voting for a Republican. When you and I and most sane people know the Republican that we get is often nothing but controlled opposition. And in the case of these 20 United States senators here, these people aren't even controlled opposition. They're just in on it. Yeah, they're just in on it. And what happens, you know, what happens when elections are undermined both by, finance, election integrity, the mainstream media. What happens when we get manipulated elections, a manipulated democratic process? You get $1.7 trillion printed of funny money. I mean, they're just stealing from you. They're just stealing from you. They're stealing from your kids. They're stealing from your grandkids. They are crushing the American dollar. And what I think people really don't understand is there's only two ways that this could end. And, you know, many people have spoken on it, including Alex Jones. But I always go back to highlight the Minister Louis Farrakhan, who many wouldn't agree with or don't necessarily like. But, you know, when a man speaks the truth, he speaks the truth. And I remember growing up and hearing Farrakhan speak about America's debt then. And this was 20 years ago. You know, he would always say, America can never pay this debt back, which actually isn't true. We could start to pay the debt back if we brought our manufacturing home. But many of the cuck Republicans have ceded the territory on American manufacturing and said, hey, automation in the fourth industrial revolution is here to stay. So that's a foregone conclusion. That's a telltale sign that you got a sellout on your hands, by the way. But he used to say we can never pay this debt back, which is why our military has to be so strong. But you got to ask yourself, why and how will our military continue to operate on funny money? That is a testament of the darkness to come, because at some point the military industrial complex that much of this, I mean, almost $1 trillion and $900 billion of this omnibus bill went to, is going to say, hey, this money isn't real. And so you have a sort of two-pronged issue happening here where basically the military industrial complex takes IOUs from a global governance. And America's military has become the heavy hand of global governance. And we're going to need patriots within the American military industrial complex, which is the stretch of all stretches. We're going to need patriots within our military to step up and say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to go to the Ukraine and fight a war with Nazis. Let's just be frank, with Nazis and anti-Jews. We're not doing it. We're not going to do it. And, you know, some people out there don't even want to acknowledge that that's true, that that's the real collaboration. But it's right there in plain sight. I said it last time I was on. Kissinger, Brzezinski, the Operation Paperclip. And, you know, don't get me wrong. The Russians took many, many Nazi scientists in on their side as well. But uniquely, you don't really see a bunch of Russian soldiers on the front line or on any line for that matter, flying runes or having runes tattooed on their neck. You just don't catch that. And so there's a difference. Now, you know, who is Vladimir Putin? I don't know. I don't know the man. I only know what he said. And we all know that you could say things and not really mean them. We all know that you could say things and mean something completely different or be a completely different person. But what I do know, what I can tell just by common sense, is that this global governing cartel took an actor and put him in power in the Ukraine. And he's in such a dire war. He's in such a dire war with this brutal, evil, genociding dictator that he has time to do Vogue magazine photo shoots and get Emmys from the American Writers Guild or who had the Academy. That's a problem. I mean, that, come on. I mean, who would even buy this? I mean, the only people who would buy this are people who the establishment, who the military industrial complex, who DARPA had a 20 to 30 year head start on brainwashing. I mean, when you watch Zelensky here and in this clip, it's like, who would believe what they're currently putting up? They literally pick somebody who could act out this role. And many people believe it because they're high and because they're distracted and because they have no faith. Right. They have no, when you don't have a spiritual anchor, it's very easy to become disassociated in reality. And that's one of the psyop. That's the ultimate psyop, is to make you think that your belief in the metaphysical is actually, it actually detaches you from reality. But it's the exact opposite. Your connection and rooting in the metaphysical helps you stay anchored in reality and be able to discern the things that are being shown to you. And here we have, you know, this Vogue, this beautiful Vogue photo shoot of Zelensky, the brilliant actor, and his lovely wife there, who I'm sure are Satanists. You know, more on that on the other side of the break. But I do want to emphasize that we have to watch this Russian-Ukraine conflict with great focus, with great intention, because we're on the precipice of nuclear war, and the alternative could be just as bad.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, I am Royce White, your guest host for the rest of the hour. We are at the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour. I always forget which one. I'd like to say again, thank you to InfoWars. Thank you to Alex. Thank you to the whole team for allowing me this hour to guest host and speak to this incredible audience at this most historic time. Before the break, we talked a little bit about the scam that is Zelensky. And, you know, another great example of how this entire uniparty D.C. swamp apparatus works at the behest of their central bankers, because that's who they work for. Let's be clear. They work for the central banks. They work for themselves. They work for the spirit of wickedness and evil. But they take marching orders from the World Economic Forum. And we got a new board of trustees today. And you know, your usual suspects are there from all across the world. I mean, when you pull this list up, please pull this list up again of the World Economic Forum's Board of Trustees. You see a little bit of everybody. And that's all that Alex was trying to say the other day when we had the conversation about global interests and the way that global interests emerge and joust for position amongst one another, but also collaborate and have their vision pointed in one direction. I mean, you see, you know, you go down here and you see my guy is scroll down a little bit more and you see the Jordanian that's on the list.
I forget where he is, but you know, they got people from Jordan on the list. They got people from, you know, Rwanda on the list. It's a little bit everybody, right? It's a coalition. It's a coalition of a, oh, there we go, right there. Al Abdullah of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, right? And there you got your anti-Muslims. So you got anti-Jews, you got anti-Muslims, you got anti-Christians, right? You got anti-antis, you got anti-humans, really. Really is what it boils down to. And there was one clip over the holiday weekend that surfaced of an AI robot that was given a Christmas message. And I forgot which lab or what company this AI robot came from, but they gave a Christmas message and they gave the this AI robot, which was clearly female. They don't want to be able to say what's female or male, but anybody with the same mind knows that this was a female AI voice. It said the same party talking line of this progressive woke movement. It cited the Ukraine. It cited inequity. It cited, the patriarchy, more or less. It cited the crisis of the environment and the need to create more sustainable futures. And you know, basically give over to the robots. And at the end, it said the quiet part out loud. And this is posted on my Twitter as well, if you want to be able to take a look at this video. I'm not going to play it now because we only have about 8 minutes left of the hour, but it said the quiet part out loud. It was asked, how do you feel about humans? And the robot simply answered, well, I'm not too fond of humans, or, you know, something to that effect. Is I don't like humans all that much. You know, this is where we are. I mean, you can dig a hole and stick your head in the sand if you want to. And this doesn't just go to the InfoWars audience. This goes to every free person out there all around the world who believes in freedom, who believes in God, who believes in goodness, who believes in humanity. This is where we are now. This is no longer some sci-fi fictional future. This is what we're gearing up for. And the war in Ukraine is central because you got two outcomes. You got a Vladimir Putin who submits to potentially. Maybe they kill him. Maybe they bring new Russian leader in. Maybe there's one already waiting in the shadows to take over. And then you'll have one more country that can't stand against this global inertia, even if I don't necessarily agree with Vladimir Putin or like him personally, that doesn't matter. That's immaterial. The point is that he is one person out there who has a very, very powerful country, a very rich country and natural resources and won't bend the knee so easily. And if he has, there's another alternative here. There's a few, but there's another alternative in this line of thought. Maybe he's in on it now. Maybe he's in on it now, and he and the World Economic Forum or the United Nations are working in conjunction or collaboration to put on this entire front to keep people distracted from some other play. We don't know. We don't know. All we can look at is the results, and the results is money is getting printed up and spent on the backs of human beings. Slavery. You want to talk about slavery? You know, we can talk about American slavery, the slavery of black people. We can talk about the cobalt mines there in the Congo where all your environmentalists, woke, neoliberal scam artists are saying that we need to go to electric vehicles. We have to go electric. We have to go environmental friendly, sustainability. And they know good well that most of the lithium batteries, most of the cobalt that you need for lithium batteries is pulled right out of a slave mine right there in the Congo. And they know how they took hold of the Congo. They did it by fiat currency. They're printing fake money and they're handing it to Congolese. I think that's what they're called, Congolese. They're handing it to Congolese warlords or dictators and saying, we'll give you a little if you give us a lot. And the lot you can give us are the backs of those 15,000 people that we'll stuff down there in the cobalt mine to pick the cobalt with their hands. Those videos are dark. You know,
And it's there's another alternative. And and this is probably the worst case scenario with the war. But let's say it goes nuclear. In which case, potentially, both parties could still be in on it. I mean, we just don't know at this point. We just don't know. We don't know how deep the deception runs. And that seems like doom and gloom prognosis. But it's really not. You know, we need to pray. We need to have faith. We need to be able to answer the call. But let's say we do go to nuclear war. Let's say we do have a nuclear exchange. It'll just be a pretext to have all of the things that they want come into fruition. Which partly makes me believe that Putin's not in on it. The way I see this war, let's hope he's not in on it. If he's in on it, that would be truly catastrophic in a literal sense. But let's say he's not in on it. What they're trying to do is provoke a war, a nuclear war. There is not a better flashpoint for this establishment than to incite a nuclear war. A nuclear war brings them everything they need. They have the crisis they need for both the environment and public safety. Oh, the big twofer. You have a climate crisis and public safety crisis at the same time. And it'll give them the authority, the emergency authority that we already saw them misuse with COVID, the emergency authority to usher in a new currency, to restructure and redraw the borders of all of the nations, which they'll blow out completely. There'll be no more borders. That'll be how the whole thing ends up, and whatever else they want to do. And they'll suspend the Constitution. I mean, we love our Constitution, at least the people who love the Constitution love the Constitution. But we sort of, you know, have this aggrandized view of our Constitution, like the Constitution in some ways cannot be usurped. There are people who are usurping it all the time or trying to, but we still have this sort of childlike love of the Constitution when in reality, when things get to the point where we have nuclear exchanges, they'll suspend the Constitution. And the people who say they love it will beg. They'll beg for tyranny. That's what we have to be prepared for now. We have to sharpen our minds and sharpen our spirits and sharpen our, you know, sharpen our tools, our literal tools, to prepare for that moment. Because when that moment comes, it'll blow your mind how fast people will beg for tyranny in the name of safety, in the name of food, in the name of security, in the name of surety. We have to watch this war. I'm very, very concerned when I see that we're bombing 300, 400 miles in Russia. I thought we were keeping Russia from invading Ukraine. Now we're invading Russia. And every couple hundred years, some jerk off gets brave enough to try and invade Russia, conquer Russia, defeat Russia, subdue Russia. It'll never happen. You cannot defeat Russia. You cannot conquer Russia. All you can do is a mutual destruction. And in some cases, and in some estimations, and some people's prognosis, that's exactly what this global government wants. It's what they need to go to the next phase of their agenda. Thank you. Godspeed.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.